The following program, Normal Show Live, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate for the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate or encourage any illegal activity and advise all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws by visiting normal.org, N-O-R-M-L.org. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers of Normal Show Live are their own and do not necessarily reflect the philosophy and policies of Normal. Listener discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it.
And it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization.
And I think we need to decriminalize our marijuana laws.
To the agony of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws presents... Normal Show Live! Marijuana Nation! Now, here's your host... Normal's outreach coordinator, Radical Russ Belville.
Good afternoon, tokers and tokettes. Welcome. It is Friday, October 14th, 2011, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. Thanks for joining us here, and welcome to the weekend. It's going to be a great weekend. Today is the debut of the brand new Normal Rocks with Herb Thrasher show. Yes, another live show from right here at Rolla J Studios. So you can catch Normal Rocks with Herb Thrasher tonight. 8 p.m. I know he's got some Valiant Thor music and some other great hard rockin' tunes, plus a little sports discussion as well. So all sorts of fun things going on tonight. 8 o'clock, check it out live here at the Normal Network. Also joining us from our studio in beautiful Grastoria, Oregon, is the lovely Cannabis Carrie. How you doing, Carrie?
I'm doing great. You know, I love Friday. Favorite day.
Friday. Excellent day. We've got all sorts of news that's happening, and Carrie brings it all to us right after this first break. So, Carrie, what do we got for headlines today?
Well, today we're going to talk about a local union that has got a bunch of new workers on its rolls. Also, we're going to talk about those raids in Vancouver that happened yesterday morning and was breaking news on hour two yesterday. New Jersey, the very first dispensary, went before the zoning board in a town today. We'll tell you how that turned out. And also, poison control centers put out their annual report. We're going to tell you what they've got a lot of calls about in the last year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all that news is coming up after our first break. And then after our second break at 20 after the hour, so you can take that important 20 after break, if you know what I'm saying. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. We've got our Rockin' Friday, and Herb Thrasher joins us on the phone to give us some music from Slightly Stupid for our dose of rock today. Then at half past the hour, very special report. We normally have our High Times preview with David Bienenstock, the West Coast editor of High Times and the High Times Medical Marijuana Quarterly. But today, we thought we would go to you live to Detroit, Michigan, where Danny Danko is standing by. High Times senior cultivation editor. We'll talk to him about the Medical Cannabis Cup happening in Detroit, Michigan on tomorrow and Sunday. The MedCan Cup. You can still get out there. Check out MedCanCup.com for tickets and more details. And remember, every state's medical marijuana card is good in Michigan. They practice reciprocity. Then at the end of the show, I've got a time for some radical rant. We're going to talk a little bit about this recent crackdown by Obama's Department of Justice and the coordinated federal agencies that are trying to stamp out medical marijuana once and for all. And where are the state attorneys general on this? Why aren't they fighting for the laws the people of their state put together? We'll talk about that at the end of the show. And then an hour or two, Toker Talk Radio. For those of you listening live, you can get your phone calls in at 971-533-7111. All that, and in hour two, we'll discuss the redesign of the Normal webpage, just about ready to launch, and the Normal Network will be featured prominently. All that and more coming up next. Stay tuned. It's Normal Show Live.
This is Normal Show Live, the voice of the marijuana nation.
The law offices of Omar Figueroa would like to remind you to stand up for your rights. Please do not give up your precious liberties. There's nothing wrong with standing up for our constitutional rights, and in fact, it's the only way to honor the Constitution that gives us these precious rights. Treat law enforcement with respect and respect the Constitution by standing up for your rights. If you are detained or arrested, stand up for your rights by repeating, I respectfully invoke all of my legal and constitutional rights. I do not consent to any search or seizure. I want to remain silent, and I want to speak with my attorney, Omar Figueroa. Omar Figueroa has more than a decade of experience in federal and California courts and graduated from Yale University, Stanford Law School, and Trial Lawyers College. Please contact the law offices of Omar Figueroa at 415-489-0420 or 707-829-0215. Or on the web at www.omarfigueroa.com.
Hey, this is John Papa. You're listening to The Normal Show Live.
Weedmaps.com. I'm Radical Russ from Normal. In my job as outreach coordinator, I travel every month, and when I'm on the road, I need a fast, accurate way to find the medical marijuana dispensaries in the area. So I turn to Weedmaps.com. Weedmaps.com has the best dispensary locator online or on your mobile device. Search by zip code or let Weedmaps find you, and in seconds you'll have the addresses, phone numbers, and customer service reviews for the medical marijuana dispensaries in the local area. Weedmaps.com also has a section devoted to helping you find a doctor who understands and recommends medical marijuana under your state's law. You can even check prices on the Medical Marijuana Stock Exchange. Coming soon, you'll even be able to find the listings of normal attorneys and chapters, local head shops and grow shops, and the best weed-friendly businesses. Weedmaps.com has the information you need to be an informed cannabis consumer. Visit Weedmaps.com today, a proud sponsor of the Normal Network. Inhaling deeply all the sacred smoke.
Medical marijuana, industrial hemp, consumer cannabis. It's time for this week's Normal News with Cannabis Carrie.
The very first local zoning board in New Jersey got to consider allowing a new medical marijuana dispensary site. They got their review on Wednesday. Maple Shade, New Jersey is the proposed site for the already state-approved Compassionate Sciences Alternative Treatment Center. But in the Wednesday meeting, the Maple Shade Zoning Board unanimously agreed that an empty and former office furniture store along Route 73 would not be allowed to house the very first New Jersey dispensary. The board members expressed that they would rather see a treatment center that is closer to a hospital. I don't know why. The town of Maple Shade has about 19,000 residents and no hospital. Compassionate Sciences Alternatives is one of six nonprofit groups that were licensed this year to grow and sell medical marijuana in the state. A spokesman for the group said that they will most likely not appeal the decision of the Maple Shade Zoning Board, but will look at other sites to house their business that they hope will be serving medical marijuana patients in the state by the beginning of next year. That is when the State Health and Senior Service Department say that they will have the final regulations in place. At the zoning meeting on Wednesday, some members of the public spoke out in favor of the dispensary, but others in the room applauded when a critic of the proposed dispensary site spoke about higher crime in the area, children having access to medical marijuana, patients driving around the town under the influence, and their property values going down, along with the community's reputation. We'll keep you posted.
Well, you pretty much hit the trifecta of scary things, crime, kids, and stone drivers. Yeah, look, everything we've looked at as far as dispensaries in all the states that have them show lower crime around dispensaries, neighborhoods getting revitalized. You know what this kind of reminds me, though? It reminds me of when, you know, people try to open up a rehab center, you know, as far as, you know, alcoholics trying to get off the bottle, or try to open up a halfway house for, you know, people that are getting out of prison and trying to reintegrate into the society. Or if we talk about, you know, people that are on a sex offender list, it's always NIMBY, right? It's always NIMBY. Not in my backyard. Oh, we don't want to have it in my backyard. It's especially stupid when they consider people that don't want prisons in their backyard. It's like, where do you think criminals would least like to want to be around? It would be a prison. And with respect to these medical marijuana dispensaries, the way that they are so tightly regulated under the New Jersey code here that was passed, they would be the least likely places for there to be crime or any sorts of problems. New Jersey's got the tightest regulations on paper as far as how these things are supposed to be taken care of. Once again, it's just ignorance from the people of this town that don't understand the benefit of the medical marijuana dispensary, what it could bring in as far as revenues to their city. Instead of having that building sit abandoned and empty on Route 73, you could be generating jobs and helping your economy out there in New Jersey.
And a story we talked about briefly in Hour 2 yesterday. Yesterday morning, in Vancouver, Washington, a town that's right across the border from Portland, Oregon, 56 search warrants were executed on houses that were suspected of growing marijuana. The multi-agency investigation that began in 2009 was known as Operation Gangrene and seems to be focused on a loosely tied Asian American group that has been operating indoor marijuana grows in the area for a few years. Investigators say that the marijuana grown in Vancouver, Washington has been being distributed around the nation. At least 300 officers from state, local, and federal offices served in on the execution of those warrants beginning at 7 a.m. yesterday and continuing into the afternoon. The stated purpose of the raids was to gather evidence of a criminal enterprise, find evidence of past marijuana grows, and to find evidence of money laundering. Several arrests were made, as well as the seizure of about 150 pounds of marijuana. The commander of the Clark-Skamania Drug Task Force said that the massive scale of the growing enterprise was unprecedented in the history of the area. Officer Mike Cook said that if you viewed a map of the area marked with all of the grow sites, he said that it is clear that Clark County has been a major producer of marijuana on the West Coast. Well, maybe Mike Cook should look at more accurate grow site maps of the West Coast. The costly operation included the following law enforcement departments: Clark-Skamania Drug Task Force, Multnomah County Special Investigation Unit, Clackamas County Special Investigation Unit, Internal Revenue Service, Drug Enforcement Administration, U.S. Marshal Service, the FBI, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Washington State Patrol, Vancouver Police Department, Clark County Sheriff's Office, Washougal Police Department, Camas Police Department, Skamania County Sheriff's Office, Clark County Prosecuting Attorney's Office, and the U.S. Attorney's Office. The organizers of the raid says they hope the evidence obtained in the raids will lead to additional investigations, and they said hopefully more arrests. They were able to wrap up their coordinated search warrants around 4 p.m. yesterday after finding 6,800 plants and arresting 43 people in connection with the warrants. But they say that those arrests will continue into the next few days as police find others connected with the homes.
Operation Gangrene.
Yeah.
Jeez, they always got to have their little military-sounding operations. All right, 56 warrants, 300 cops, multiple agencies. What did we calculate that cost to be, Carrie, last night on the show? What was that?
Well, we went on the average police salaries of a few of those different departments, which is about $28 an hour, plus the investigators that make closer to $48 an hour. That's about almost $10,000 an hour for to have all those feet on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
$9,600 is the number we came up with, our estimate.
Lot of money that we're spending here to make sure that we wipe out the marijuana production in the Pacific Northwest. I know because of these coordinated raids and the massive amount of marijuana that was seized, I calculate it's going to take me 16 more seconds than it would normally take to get marijuana in the state of Oregon. Good work, law enforcement.
And a report today from Colorado's largest labor union shows that it has hundreds of new members from the state's medical marijuana industry. The Local 7 of the United Food and Commercials Workers Union said the new members come from a comprehensive cross-section of the new industry. Statewide, United Food and Commercial Workers has about 25,000 members and said that it would be announcing more details about the new members at Monday's news conference. The union says there is about 8,000 medical marijuana industry workers in the state that their union could serve. The move continues an allegiance that has developed between marijuana advocates and the UFCW in recent years, with medical marijuana being a retail food, pharmacy, and agricultural industry, as well as food processing and healthcare. The UFCW seems like a good fit for medical marijuana industry workers. Already in California, there are hundreds of medical marijuana industry workers that belong to the UFCW in that state, and the union endorsed the ill-fated Prop 19 to legalize marijuana for all adults in California.
All right. Well, this is good because the more we get integrated into standard organizations, you know, mainstream organizations, the better. Regardless of what you might think about unions in general, I know there's opinions one way or the other, depending on which side of the political aisle you stand on. But the basic concept is that workers ought to be able to band together to make sure that they can fight for their rights with management or with the government, as far as how this legislation might come down that would restrict their rights. So if we can get a group of people together and join together with some of that political power that the unions might have, I think this can be a good thing for defending the rights of the medical marijuana businesses and making sure that the people who have jobs in the medical marijuana industry have somebody with some clout, some power, fighting for them as well. We'll keep an eye on these union developments and let you know as things change.
And we don't don't usually report on the supposedly fake marijuana, K2 or spice, but a new report out today from the National Poison Control Center said that they have gotten more than 5,000 calls about synthetic marijuana since 2010. According to Ann Slattery, a regional poison control center supervisor, the majority of the symptoms that they have been tracking related to K2 or spice have been largely cardiovascular, such as increased heart rate, elevated blood pressure, and cardiac dysrhythmias. She's also reporting that many that call the poison center after smoking K2 or spice are experiencing hallucinations, tremors, agitation, and seizures. She said there are a handful of cases where paranoia and psychotic episodes have lasted days or weeks. She said that the new trend now is companies that are selling the product in liquid form. Now, according to an internet search that I did before the show, the new liquid products claim to be 10 times stronger than actual marijuana. Many states have moved to ban the synthetic product, but many different companies are now marketing new products made with the substance, so it will be difficult for law enforcement, much less lawmakers, to keep ahead of the new products.
Oh boy, this whole K2 spice thing. Even the guy that invented these synthetic cannabinoids, John W. Huffman, has been interviewed to say, I would never recommend anybody use these things. These were designed to mimic the effects of natural cannabinoids, anandamide, for example, in the human endocannabinoid system. And to be used in a laboratory setting, they're made to be much more powerful and quicker acting. They do all sorts of things with these synthetics so they can get better results when they're doing their testing. So they were never meant to be ingested by humans. They've never been tested for ingestion by humans. It's just been used in vitro, in petri dishes, in a lab. These are not things that people should be messing with. And to think they're going to be putting this out in liquid form and saying it's 10 times stronger, 10 times more potent, this is nothing but bad news here. Because the more these overdoses and poison control calls and emergency room visits and freakouts and paranoias are aligned with what they keep calling synthetic pot, people will start associating with that with pot as well. It's bad enough we have the tabloids in the UK screaming about the super potent skunk and such. We're going to get the same thing here with the K2 synthetic pot being a way to paint natural marijuana with the same bad brush here. Let's keep fighting to make the natural stuff legal so that we won't have people turning to this artificial stuff. And one of the major reasons they're turning to it is because of the drug testing. Because the K2 currently doesn't show up on most drug tests. We create this artificial incentive to force people to choose the more harmful substance. Legalize natural marijuana. Give people the healthier choice. All right, I wanted to follow up here with a couple of stories that just appeared on the breaking news wire. Kerry told you about the 56 warrants served in Southwest Washington. Well, it appears the rest of the Pacific Coast is not is still vulnerable. Feds raid marijuana growing operation in a North Denver warehouse. Excuse me, not the Pacific Coast, out in Denver. So we have raids going on a growing operation in North Denver, according to this is DenverPost.com. More than 1,100 marijuana plants were seized. This is the second time this warehouse has been raided. Over the summer, 1,800 plants had been seized. And then they followed a truck from the warehouse to a second location where they found another 2,500 marijuana plants. So the feds cracking down in the state of Colorado. Also, looking over here to the state of California, the PressDemocrat.com is reporting that feds raid Medical Pot Co-op near Ukiah. U.S. Drug Enforcement agents on Thursday raided a medical marijuana cooperative that holds a Mendocino County Sheriff's permit to grow medicinal pot, further demonstrating the gaping discrepancy between state and federal marijuana laws. The seizure of these 99 plants came less than a week after the Justice Department announced they would be cracking down on medical marijuana. And we are also hearing of raids that have taken place in southern Oregon. We've got raids that were recently prosecuted, in Jackson County, near Jacksonville, Oregon, raids by federal drug agents. This is from KTVZ.com on multiple marijuana gardens in Oregon. So in what I would call the four benchmark medical marijuana states, California, Washington, Oregon, and Colorado. This week, we are seeing an increase in the raids, in the federal actions that are taking place to try to take down these under state law legitimate dispensers. I wouldn't be surprised to see them hitting in Michigan a little tougher this week with the Medical Cannabis Cup going on there. I'm sure they'll be wanting to make some sort of statement about that. We will keep you posted on all of this Obama administration federal crackdown on the medical marijuana states on continued episodes of Normal Show Live. Make sure you're tuning in here every weekday, 1 o'clock Pacific. We got replays 4 o'clock Pacific and 10 o'clock Pacific if you're at work or download through iTunes. We've got to stay together and keep ourselves educated and in communication on these federal raids. It's time for us to fight back. All right, we got to take a break. And remember, when you're fighting against the man, it is important to take a break and relax now and then with nature's finest relaxant. We'll be right back after this.
It's 20 after the hour, and we have to take a short break, if you know what I mean. Please support these sponsors who support Normal Show Live.
Oh, have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. Have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. If he said he swam to China, he would say to South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
The High Times Medical Cannabis Cup is coming to Detroit on October 15th and 16th. That's right. The world's premier medical marijuana competition will be in Motown to celebrate the cannabis economy of the Great Lakes State. It's a two-day expo at Burt's Warehouse Theater, showcasing the movers and shakers of the Michigan medical marijuana industry and the merchandise that makes the machine go. There'll be seminars with leaders of the medical marijuana movement, doctors, patients, researchers, growers, dispensary owners, and activists. Plus, High Times' own cultivation editors Danny Danko and Nico Escondido will roll into town with the goods on growing great ganja. Be there for an amazing Saturday night VIP party featuring top musical performances and special guests. High Times will award the Medical Cannabis Cup for top indicas, sativas, hybrids, concentrates, and edibles. Entered by Michigan's dispensaries and collectives. Come to Birch Warehouse Theater on October 15th and 16th. Visit MedCanCup.com for all the details. Celebrate cannabis in Michigan. Celebrate the resurgence of Detroit. Be part of the growing cannabis community.
On the road again.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson. Friends, it's time we legalize the responsible use of marijuana and stop treating marijuana smokers like criminals. We're destroying the lives and careers of hundreds of thousands of good, hardworking Americans every year in this country for no good reason. There's absolutely nothing wrong with smoking pot. For more information on how you can help legalize marijuana, please contact Normal at NORML.org.
In the context of the cosmos, you are all just a bunch of specks listening to Normal Show Live.
In today's busy world, we're inundated by advertising for all types of pharmaceuticals that come with a laundry list of potential side effects. Shouldn't you have better medical choices? Natural alternatives to pills pushed by Big Pharma? At Alternative Medical Choices, you could choose natural, safe, and effective alternative therapies that are right for your budget without nasty side effects. Cannabis, or marijuana, has been a legal medicine in the Pacific Northwest since 1998. Our doctors will help determine your qualifications for a medical marijuana recommendation in Oregon, no matter where you live. Our massage therapists will ease your aches and stress with soothing hemp seed oil or cannabis-infused massage salves. We also offer acupuncture, Reiki, and other alternative health therapies. Call Alternative Medical Choices in Portland, Oregon at 503-288-5579 or visit our website at www.altmedchoices.com. We specialize in out-of-state recommendations. That's www.altmedchoices.com or call 503-288-5579.
It's time for your daily Toker Tunes, the best in 420-friendly music from all genres that uplifts, entertains, and informs the public. Today, we take you into the weekend with Rockin' Friday. Our segment features the best of rock, metal, punk, and jam band music. If you'd like to submit your song to be played on Normal Show Live, send it to us at stash@normal.org. Now here's some more great independent marijuana music for today's Daily Toker Tune.
Well, today is the day, and we're all excited. Friday, October 14th, the debut of Normal Rocks, live with Herb Thrasher tonight at 8 p.m. How you doing, Herb?
I'm doing good, man. I hope I show up for that, man.
It sounds exciting.
No, this is going to be awesome, man. We're looking forward to it, and we've been thinking about it a while, and now it's time to get this thing going and start supporting more rock out there in the cannabis community.
Yeah, we were working last night. You can hear here in the bed real quick.
Oh, yeah.
That's a little Tommy Niemeyer from The Accused, who's the exclusive music theme provider for Normal Rocks. Isn't that pretty cool?
Totally got to give that guy a shout out, man. We asked him, we needed some help, and he was right there for us. And he definitely donated some great tunes for us to mess around with. So that's definitely exciting.
Well, tell people what they can expect on Normal Rocks as we go through the weeks here.
Well, we're just going to, it's going to be more of a show. It's kind of, you know, based off of the Rockin' Friday for Normal Show Live, and we're just going to kind of bring more music. It's definitely probably, especially for now in the beginning, more of an hour than it is a show. But we're definitely going to be developing this and hopefully, you know, figure out new fun things. But we're going to play old music and we're going to play new music. So hopefully I'll be getting some new songs from a lot of these record labels and be able to play those to you guys too. And at the bottom of the hour, we'll have some sports. You know, sports is always going year round, and just different sports, and we're interested in normal things too, and sports is one of those, and so we'll be able to talk about football and basketball and X Games and all kinds of stuff. And just, yeah, bongathons, joint rolling contests. If you guys are holding a joint rolling contest out there, get in touch with Normal Rocks and we'll cover it, man. We'll put you guys on.
Yeah.
And see what's going on. You know, tell us your prizes and stuff, and that'll be awesome.
I know.
So, yeah, we're just excited.
I know the bands you've been contacting have been pretty excited about this, too.
Well, the bands have been a little bit receptive so far, and, you know, like this Sunday, me and you were going to go to see Witchburn, and we're going to try to film some of that, and we'll get an interview with them and see what they're up to. They're out of Seattle. And then we have another band, Lucero, the next week here in Portland at the Red Room. So you guys come and join us there, and that's going to be more of a party night. And we're definitely going to hang out with them and get some footage with them, too. So, you know, hopefully, yeah, we'll just, you know, bring some different stuff and introduce some different bands to the community.
Right on. And tell us about the Rockin' Friday song that we've got for today.
So speaking of that, we have, and these guys have definitely been around, and they've been on the Rockin' Friday before, but they're so good, they deserve to be on again. But Slightly Stupid from Southern California is all over the place. With one more decade of making music together, the members of Slightly Stupid have perfected one of the rarest and most valuable skills a band can develop, the art of stealth groove, the knack for quietly, almost innocently sliding into a composition and utterly lassoing anyone within an earshot by mid-song. That kind of sounds like Radical Russ and Cousin Kenny right there. That's where the band has come to reside musically, deep in the pocket, that ever-elusive, funky trench where a band can entrench the audience and hypnotize it. Slightly Stupid's created their own record label, Stupid Records, in the early 2000s to avoid signing a record deal and keep their DIY work ethic, freedom, industry, politics. Slightly Stupid has built a large and loyal fan base and can see around for everywhere. So check these guys out. They're all over SlightlyStupid.com. And oh, you know what? I just saw a tweet where if in the next 3 hours, if you go to their website and order from their store, you get like 30% off.
Oh.
And so there's some free, and then you could also get a download some free songs. They have like 12 free songs that you can download. So go to their website, support these guys, and throw your hands up to some Stupid.
All right, let's get on it. Slightly Stupid here on your Normal Show Live, Rockin' Friday. Stay tuned later tonight, 8 o'clock, for Normal Rocks with Herb Thrasher.
You want a copy of that song for your iPod? Check out the Daily Toker Tunes at the Stash blog by surfing to stash.normal.org and choosing Media, and then Toker Tunes from the main menu.
As High Times Senior Cultivation Editor, I'm often called into the field and asked to sample or even identify exotic strains of marijuana in their natural habitat. Now, for the first time, I've compiled more than 120 of my favorite strains into this single field guide designed to fit into your pocket as you travel the world in search of your favorite plant. From a friend's closet grow room to the wilds of Northern California, this single guide covers all of today's best-known strains, plus heirlooms and throwbacks, including High Times quality photos and information on each variety's genetic heritage and growing characteristics, plus my personal notes on aroma, flavor, and potency. So this is Danny Danko, author of the official High Times Field Guide to Marijuana Strains, wishing you good times and great ganja.
The official High Times Field Guide to Marijuana Strains is available at hightimes.com and finer bookstores.
Loose lips cause rips. Never brag about your home grow, even if you're a legal medical grower.
Same old story. Boy finds girl, boy loses girl, girl finds boy. Boy forgets girl, boy remembers girl. And girl dies in a tragic blimp accident over the Orange Bowl on New Year's Day.
Goodyear?
No, the worst.
Oh, dear.
Marijuana and alcohol are the two most popular recreational drugs in America. Marijuana smoking is non-toxic, relatively safe, and has a low risk of dependence. Alcohol drinking is potentially fatal, dangerous to society, and is quite addictive. Marijuana is safer, so why are we driving people to drink? That's the question of the new book, Marijuana is Safer, So Why Are We Driving People to Drink? By Paul Armentano, Mason Tvert, and Steve Fox. Visit Amazon.com or ChelseaGreen.com today to order your copy of Marijuana is Safer, or visit MarijuanaIsSafer.com. Since 1970, Normal has been fighting for the rights of all adults who use cannabis responsibly. Since 1974, High Times Magazine has been the chronicle of the cannabis community. Every second Friday of the month, we bring that working relationship to the Normal Daily Audio Stash with our special guest, Senior Editor Dave Bienenstock, author of the official High Times Pot Smokers Handbook, for our exclusive monthly preview of this month's issue of High Times. All right, normally we'd be speaking with Dave Bienenstock out on the West Coast, but today we get the treat of going out to Michigan, Detroit specifically, to speak with Danny Danko, Senior Cultivation Editor, who's there for the Medical Cannabis Cup taking place this weekend. Danny, how you doing?
Hey, I'm great, Russ. Thanks.
How could you not be great? You're at the Medical Cannabis Cup.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just been a great week so far, and we're capping it off with a big event tomorrow day and Sunday during the day. We've got our expo at Burt's Warehouse. Tickets are still available too for people in the Michigan area and beyond, because there's Canada's right across the river here, and Chicago's only a 5-hour drive. So we've got people coming from all over, and we're just really excited about the event. We're highlighting the job creation of that medical marijuana can bring to a community like this, which is, you know, definitely in need of job creation and economic stimulus. Mm-hmm. And we're also trying to unite the patients and the caregivers and people who care about medical marijuana and legalization of marijuana in Michigan to fight back against the pushback against these lawmakers that are trying to subvert the will of the people here in Michigan.
Yeah, well, not just Michigan. I mean, nationwide, with this recent Obama administration federal crackdown, it should become clear to anyone who cares about medical marijuana that it's never going to be enough. We have to legalize it, or they're always going to push back like this.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the other thing is that they're sort of paving the way right now for pharmaceutical companies to step into this you know, kind of void that they are trying to create by taking out the dispensaries. And we really definitely can't allow that as patients, as caregivers, as people who are, you know, connoisseurs of marijuana or you know, cannabis aficionados, whatever it may be. Everyone at this point has to unite, has to join Normal, has to, you know, give what they can. If they can't give money, they have to at least be vocal, talk to their parents and their grandparents, and we really got to end this thing once and for all. And like you said, beyond medical marijuana. I mean, yeah. Medical is a step in the right direction, and I use your phrase a lot, giving you credit, of course, but about medical marijuana sort of being like taking the wounded off the battlefield. The war goes on, and we won't stop until the whole thing's finished.
Yeah, and as long as there is war, there will be collateral damage on the medical marijuana patients.
Absolutely, exactly. And they shouldn't have any sort of false sense that they have achieved the freedom that that we're all after, just because you know, they might have a card from the state that says it's okay, because it's obvious that the feds don't care, and you know, there's all kinds of other vested interests that are not in our best interest that are trying to get involved, and only that, like, I realized that because the White House had a medical marijuana sort of 4-day event, and it was all sponsored by pharmaceutical companies. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where this crackdown is all coming from. And I actually was talking to Rick Cusick just today, and he said that those two things are related.
Mm-hmm.
And that pharmaceutical companies are sponsoring their, you know, the White House's panel on medical marijuana. Well, then they're definitely looking to step into the void, and getting rid of dispensaries just creates, you know, creates that place for them. So nobody's safe. You know, Californians, Coloradans, Michiganers, nobody's safe. So, yeah. And that's really one of the things we're trying to do with the event is, you know, make that clear to people. And I hope that if they walk away, you know, with one sort of, you know, idea that they need to be involved and help out in any way they can in ending marijuana prohibition across the board.
Yeah, you know, it's looking to me like the medical marijuana crackdown is continuing here, and we've got to get people involved, whether it's your money, your time, your talents, just speaking out for it. Now, Danny, I don't know if you've had any opportunities to visit Detroit in the past, so I don't know if you can make the comparison, but has there been a big change in the economy, in the neighborhoods, since medical marijuana has come to Michigan in 2008?
Well, it's definitely something. I wouldn't say, you know, that it's reviving the economy at this point, because it's you know, it's a pretty rough. A lot of buildings are boarded up. A lot of people left the city, and you know, people are returning. But houses are cheap, and you know, I think it's the only industry here that's actually thriving and growing. I mean, I can't see anything else that's comparable at the moment. And, you know, now obviously a lot of places are a little bit scared, and places have shut down. And, you know, we had less entries than we would normally have in Denver or, you know, California or Amsterdam. And I think that's due to this crackdown. And so I applaud the people who did enter and continued on, because, we're just really trying to push forward and make sure people push back against this crackdown as much as they can, because and also, you know, we have a panel of veterans and medical marijuana, which I'm interested in sitting in tomorrow as well. So yeah, people, medcancup.com is where they can find out information about it and get tickets. We've got a really incredible VIP show tomorrow with 420 Funk Mob and Dr. Funkenstein, which is actually George Clinton performing, and Royce da 5'9", the rapper Royce. So, and that's the VIP party tomorrow night, for which tickets are also still available. And 2 days of expo, we saw the place today where the expo is. It's definitely spacious. There's a medicating area in the back, and, you know, while it might be a little chilly, it's definitely going to be, plenty smoky as well.
Danny, you would have to have George Clinton show up at the one American Cup I can't make it to this year.
Oh, wow.
I'm so bummed about that.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll have him at at future shows, maybe closer to Oregon, because they're definitely, you know, the reason we picked Detroit and not, you know, Ann Arbor or Ypsilanti or any of the surrounding communities is because we really wanted to put a focus on the job creation aspect. Yeah. And the fact that, you know, for the medical patients, whatever is best for the patients of Michigan and also just the cannabis consumers of Michigan is that this be an industry and it be something that can thrive and not be stifled at all, yeah. You know, because there's infinite potential here for that. You know, houses are cheap. You can get into these houses and grow three or four harvests and pay for the whole house.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it's amazing.
You know,
amazing,
I mean, theoretically.
We're speaking with Danny Danko, who's High Times Senior Cultivation Editor. This is our High Times preview. Danny, so many of our listeners heard your voice and the cultivation question started propping up here on the chat room. 2 weeks away for that, folks. 2 weeks away, we'll get Danny on for the...
Yeah, I will be back.
And also there's, of course, Free Weed. High Times presents Free Weed with Danny Danko every Wednesday here at 5 o'clock Pacific on the Normal Network. Danny, how can people get questions to you for that show?
Well, they can send me questions on Twitter at Danny Danko. If they're not on Twitter, they can send them to the Facebook. That's for the Free Weed podcast. Just search for Free Weed on Facebook. That probably won't get you in trouble. They can go to hightimes.com/freeweed, and there's a bunch of different ways to subscribe to the podcast there. And basically, I guess to get questions, they can also even email deardanko@hightimes.com. Some of the questions will make it into print. Some of them will be on the show. It really depends on timing and the length of the answers and stuff like that. But Twitter, Facebook, or email is probably the three best ways.
All right. Now, the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup is going on in Detroit, Michigan this weekend. Check out medcancup.com. You can still get all sorts of tickets to go to it. But this is the High Times preview as well. The November 2011 issue is on its way out, I think out on newsstands now. And a few things you can find in it: 21 expert grow tips, a how-to on harvesting super potent pot, and a recap of the San Francisco Cup, plus an interview with Phil Anselmo, a guide to growing your own shrooms, the best places to trip out, and much, much more. Danny, what kind of highlights, did I get them all? What else are we looking for in that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the grow tips thing I really enjoyed because basically we reached out to 21 different growers, even Jesse James from your neck of the woods, people who've won awards or written books about cultivation, and asked them for, you know, what they thought their favorite or most interesting tip would be for a grower. So it's basically, 21 different experts, tips on improving your grow or doubling or tripling your harvest and just little things, little ways to grow more.
Yeah. Good thing to hear.
Yeah.
One last question before we let you go, Danny, and let you, are you judging, by the way, in Detroit?
I'm just supervising, the patients that are judging, but, I'm definitely doing my share of sampling. So it's been amazing. You know, there's a great tradition here of activism and cultivation. And, that's what we're honoring as well. We've got, John Sinclair winning the, Lester Grinspoon Award.
Deservedly.
For lifetime achievement, for basically 45 years.
Yeah.
Of marijuana activism. So we're excited about that as well. And I think he is, he wrote in the paper here that he was definitely honored to get that recognition. And we're just interested to see how what he says. And he's going to be answering questions on Sunday at Burt's at 4:20, my grow seminar.
Yeah, that's so cool. You know when you get John Lennon to write a song about you and your and your bust creates a 42-year hemp fest in Madison. I mean, it's just amazing, that stuff. Well, Danny, one last thing I wanted to ask you here was, we reported earlier this week about the Obama administration and actually the House Judiciary Committee, I think, was proposing a bill that would criminalize the planning of activities overseas if those activities were illegal in the United States. And I kind of looked at it and thought, gee, that makes planning the Cannabis Cup in Amsterdam kind of a federal conspiracy. Has there been any talk about that at High Times and what might happen if this bill goes through?
We definitely discussed it, amongst ourselves as a staff. We haven't really you know, ask the lawyers about it because, you know, we're hoping it doesn't pass, basically.
Yeah.
But I'm sure when we get back from Detroit, our focus is going to be on all the things that have happened in the last couple of weeks that have been setbacks to our movement that we need to address. And, you know, the potential for bills like that to pass. I heard about another bill that was saying something about advertisements for marijuana.
If you accept advertisements for dispensaries,
Yeah, so that's, I mean, again, stifling the business and, you know, it's some kind of initiative that they're on to attack our industry. And so we need to unite against that and make sure that, you know, that we fight back and that we do what's in the best interest of our community.
Yeah, it feels to me like they're trying to cut the purse strings of anybody who'd support legalization in 2012, and we won't let it happen.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Danny Danko is the senior cultivation editor for High Times Magazine, calling us live from the Medical Cannabis Cup in Detroit. Check out medcancup.com, hightimes.com for your digital and print editions if you want to subscribe. And Danny, we'll talk to you in a couple weeks. We'll take care of all these grow questions that popped up while we were talking.
All right. Thanks a lot, Russ.
Thank you, Danny, so much. When we come back, time for a radical rant. Where are the attorneys general against this Obama crackdown? Stay tuned. It's Normal Show Live.
It's tough talking to kids about marijuana, especially if you might be a parent who dabbled a time or two in your youth. So to help you out, get your copy of Dr. Mitch Earlywine's latest book, A Parent's Guide to Marijuana. Dr. Earlywine is an associate professor of psychology at the State University of New York at Albany and an expert on the studies concerning marijuana, its effect on health and society, and the methodology behind the statistics. He is a frequent guest here on our daily audio stash. Dr. Earlywine lays it all out without the propaganda and scare tactics that parents know won't work with teenagers. He presents a rational understanding of cannabis, what it is and what it isn't, and why kids shouldn't be using marijuana. You can order today through Amazon.com or check our links at our blog, stash.normal.org.
And now, another episode of Cannabis Shakespearean Theater. I'm your host, Leonard Pinthgarnell III. Tonight we revel in the hilarity of acquiring cannabis when miscommunication occurs between the cannabis delivery service and the consumer. The Royal Shakespearean Cannabis Theatre Company presents the classic David's Not Present piece, made famous by Richard Merrin and Thomas Chong. Enjoy.
Hark! Who goes there?
It is I, David. Pray grant me immediate passage, good sir. I come bearing a package of great import.
Hark! Who goes there?
It is I, David, as I previously informed you. Make haste in unlatching this portal, for I believe the constable hath cast his visage upon me. I bring you the package you seek.
'Tis David?
Affirmative, my good man. 'Tis David. Now open this door forthwith.
David's not present.
For Cannabis Shakespearean Theatre, I'm Leonard Pinthgarnell III.
You're listening to Normal Show Live, the voice of the marijuana nation.
USVI Namalgo, broke down barrier. Herb is medicine to broke down barrier. Boost the economy and broke down barrier. It's helping other states, broke down barrier. Cannabis for legalized to broke down barrier. Join and speak your voice, broke down barrier. We gonna change the law, broke down barrier. We got to educate, broke down barrier. Yeah, this is Nayora, you know, bigging up USVI Normal, working to legalize cannabis, you know, for the whole of the Virgin Islands.
USVI Normal is a non-profit organization working to legalize cannabis for the use by the industries and responsible adults. Do your part. Join USVI Normal. Register to vote. Pass the word. Voice your opinion. You can change the law. Contact us for more information at 340-244-9179. You can also visit our website at www.usvinorml.org.
You want answers?
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You want answers?
You have offended my family.
I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth.
And you have offended the Shaolin Temple.
You can't handle the truth.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Radical rant.
Welcome back, Tokers. I want to talk a little bit about this Obama crackdown. We've been reporting on it all week with the IRS, the ATF, the DEA, NIDA, you know, all the alphabet soup of federal bureaucracy coming down hard on medical marijuana, talking about going after the magazines, newspapers, radio stations, TV shows that even advertise medical marijuana dispensaries, threaten the landlords that that rent out to the medical marijuana dispensaries, vowing more raids. We're seeing it all over. And despite all of this, what I'm most shocked about, that, I mean, I'm kind of upset at the federal government for doing this, but if you really look at it, it's their job. It's against federal law. It's a Schedule I drug. We're all of us in the medical marijuana states are nothing but a bunch of big dope dealers and dope users as far as the feds are concerned. So it's kind of like that old saying, you can't blame the snake when it bites you. I mean, you knew it was a snake when you picked it up, right? That kind of a thing. So yeah, I'm upset at the federal government, but you know, what did you expect? This is what the federal government does. Who I'm really upset at right now, the 16 state attorneys general who aren't standing up against this federal overreach and standing up to fight for the laws of their state. I was just perusing the news here, getting a couple of stories, and just recently, this was yesterday, reported by Newswatch 12, KDRV.com, was talking about some Southern Oregon lawmakers visiting a medical marijuana garden, the High Hopes Medical Marijuana Farm, and this was Representatives Peter Buckley, Dennis Richardson, Sal Esquivel, and State Senator Alan Bates, and the reason why they were visiting this was to learn more about how medical marijuana is grown, what's involved in the growing and the harvesting and distribution to patients and so on. As one of these representatives said, it's one thing to be talking about marijuana in the State House in Salem. It's quite another thing to actually know what the hell you're talking about. So kudos to those lawmakers for going out there. But when I followed up this on another report, from the Associated Press out of KTVZ reporting on that same tour, the headline there was "Federal Marijuana Raids Rankle Some Oregon Lawmakers." Now, this was an interesting quote here. Now, Democratic Senator Alan Bates, who is also a medical doctor, likened the situation to federal pressure against Oregon's assisted suicide law. We're one of the couple of states that have a right to die law, where if you're terribly seriously ill with no hope of recovery, you can have a doctor help you end your life in a humane fashion. And of course, the federal government came down on us for that as well. In that case, though, our Attorney General, John Kroger, stood up and fought for that law. He went to Washington, discussed this, and threatened lawsuits and all sorts of things to make sure that that law would stay on the books. But Attorney General John Kroger, according to this story, had no comment on the medical marijuana issue at this point. But spokesman Tony Green noted that the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled on this issue. A cop-out, basically. He's saying, well, the Supreme Court says it's illegal. But more shocking in this was the comment from one of the Republican representatives, Dennis Richardson. Now, I do a lot of politics here in the state of Oregon. I can tell you, Dennis Richardson's not the biggest medical marijuana supporter out there. In fact, during the tour here, he says, some growers are abusing Oregon's medical marijuana law. Yeah, sure, and some drivers are abusing their driver privileges by going, you know, 90 on the interstate. That doesn't mean we get rid of driver's licenses, right? Just because some people abuse medical marijuana doesn't mean we get rid of medical marijuana. But despite that, here's the shocking thing. Republican Representative Dennis Richardson said some growers are abusing Oregon's medical marijuana law, but law enforcement should be left up to Oregon. That's right. If you think, feds, that somebody's violating Oregon's medical marijuana law, that's an Oregon problem. That's where states' rights comes in. The 10th Amendment comes in. And I followed up on this by looking at California, and there was a recent piece in the San Francisco Bay Guardian written by Stephen Jones a couple of days ago. Why are Harris, Newsom, and other Pauls silent on the federal pot crackdown? I tried to get a statement from California Attorney General Kamala Harris. After all, it's her job to defend California's medical marijuana laws, which she was fairly supportive of as our district attorney. And so, as we reported, this is when we finally got Harris's press secretary on the phone, she said, Harris had nothing to say on the issue. Nothing, I asked. Really? What about off the record, I asked. How does she feel about it, and might she make some statement in the future? Again, nothing to say, no comment. Now, this crackdown is threatening a thriving industry in the state of California that's pumping billions of dollars into California's economy and employing tens of thousands of people in the state of California, a law that has been upheld by the courts of California, that was voted in by the people of the California. And yet, Kamala Harris, the Attorney General, won't stand up against this federal overreach that's trying to destroy what California has created. What the hell do we elect attorney generals for, if not to defend our state laws? Now, this Stephen Jones out in San Francisco followed up by calling Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom. Now, you remember, Gavin Newsom was the mayor of San Francisco who made national headlines when he started marrying gay folks, right, against the feds, saying that there's no gay marriage, against the state. He stood up against it. He said, this is the people. We got to stand up for the rights of the people. We're violating their rights. We've got to let them have gay marriages. We got to fight for that. And Gavin Newsom, who's appeared at normal conferences and spoken out for marijuana legalization and has been a strong supporter of the medical marijuana in the state of California. What did Gavin Newsom have to say about this federal overreach? Nothing. Nothing. We're hearing nothing. And the writer here says he haven't even got a call back from his press secretary. No public statements by the mayor of San Francisco, Ed Lee, any of the mayoral candidates in San Francisco, probably we could call it the birthplace of American medical marijuana, and the politicians are silent on this federal crackdown. The only major politicians that we've heard from, Assemblymember Tom Ammiano, who is the man behind the legalized marijuana bills that come up in the California legislature from time to time, Tom Ammiano said, quote, I am bitterly disappointed in the Obama administration for this unwarranted and destructive attack on medical marijuana and patients' rights to medicine. It's tragic. It's a tragic return to failed policies that will cost the state millions in tax revenue and harm countless lives. 16 states, along with D.C., have passed medical marijuana laws. Whatever happened to the promises he made on the campaign trail not to prosecute medical marijuana, or the 2009 Department of Justice memo saying the states with medical marijuana laws would not be prosecuted? Change we can believe in? Instead, we get more of the same. End quote. That's Assemblymember Tom Ammiano standing up for your rights, Californians, as medical marijuana users. Finally, at least one politician in California manages to stand up for your rights. Senator Leland Yee put out a statement, as well as Senator Mark Leno, standing up for your rights. So congratulate them as well. But the rest of you, stand up for your states.
We love it. We love the earth.
This is Normal Show Live, the voice of the marijuana nation.
I'm Radical Russ for Cannabis Carry and everybody here at the Normal Network. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week. For those of you listening live, stay tuned for Toker Talk Radio. And until next time, take care of each other, Tokers.
Take a seat, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth.